Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Roads are looking good at the moment. As for the weather, well, it's still going to be cloudy this morning, 30% chance of showers, but good news, sunny skies by this afternoon sometime. High 71, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow night, going to get down to about 50, then mostly sunny for Sunday, high 65. As for Monday or Tuesday, sunny, high 65, currently 63, right here at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who've been tuning in for the last 7 years or even just yesterday, welcome back. But if this is your first time of stumbling on the show, then we've been waiting for you. It's no accident. Just know that this is a safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. And it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. So here we go. Today's show is going to be a little difficult. This is a different kind of show, but I hope that you embrace it. I hope that you do call in if you want a copy of this book, because this is a topic that we don't really address. And it's about the internet and how an internet allows us to have the world at our fingertips. And we rely on the internet for everything. But just like everything wonderful, there is a shadow side. And the shadow side is a huge problem that I believe many of us don't think of it as a problem. Or don't even want to admit there is a problem or talk about the problem as if this problem will go away. So let's just imagine a 10-year-old going onto the internet and being exposed to internet pornography. But this 10-year-old now has been exposed by internet pornography, and now they are an adult. They are addicted to pornography. And I'm not saying men. I'm saying this is men, women, anyone that is addicted to this problem. Now, this exposure not only affects children, it also affects everybody in the family. And so it's fortunate for us we have Gary Wilson, who is an expert in this subject, about addiction to internet pornography, and he's going to help us learn how to reverse this anxiety, depression, and possibly erectile dysfunction that can come from this addiction. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Gary Wilson is here to do just that. Welcome, Gary, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I want to warn my listeners on the radio show that this topic might not be, I don't know if you're okay with your children listening to it, but I wanted to warn you. So share a little bit about your background, Gary, and what led you to discovering this industry or field or this problem.
Yeah, I'm a retired anatomy and physiology instructor, and I got into this by definitely accident. I'm non-religious, I'm very liberal. And it happened about 10, 12 years ago, some men started showing up on my wife's website, a forum that had nothing to do with internet pornography. It was about relationships, and they started to post there today, and we still don't know why. And they were saying, you know, we think we have pornography problems, and we think that maybe our erectile dysfunction, our lack of libido are related to it. She's saying, why are you here? Well, anyhow, we think that Google must have gathered together their comments, and more men started showing up until her forum, which was about relationships, became sort of a locker room of men discussing basically their sexual problems induced by internet pornography. And what was interesting is as these men started to give up pornography, they also started to see other benefits like their concentration improved. They had more motivation, their social anxiety went away, they had greater desire to socialize, they experienced more emotions. Well, as time went on, we decided that we needed to blog about this, and we did, and we wrote a few articles, and more people showed up. And eventually, my wife asked me to make a website around 2011, and I did, about the problems and about the benefits that the men were experiencing. And I did, and that became hugely popular. And then I was asked to do a TEDx talk, and that became hugely popular. It's about 11 million views.
Yes.
And so this has sort of snowballed into something I had no idea would occur. And so obviously there's a big problem out there. So that's how I started with this all.
Amazing. Amazing that, you know, because as children, there's always this little, you know, looking at like the encyclopedia to see naked people, or maybe National Geographic, or, you know, you make a conscientious decision or a conscious decision to get a Playboy or a Playgirl or whatever. How is this different from those days?
Yeah, so if we think back to maybe the 70s and maybe a young 13-year-old would be able to see a naked woman in Playboy or Penthouse, and there's nothing really wrong with that. That's fine. And let's say he wanted to become aroused. Well, all he could do was use his imagination. In fact, that was enough arousal for a 13, 14-year-old boy. But now in 2018, and actually starting in 2006, the invention of what they call porn tube sites occurred, which were based on YouTube. And now there were thousands, millions, perhaps billions now videos of so-called real people having
That's right. And let's hold that thought real quickly. And we're going to continue our conversation with Gary Wilson when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. We're also going to be giving away a book called Your Brain on Porn. And we'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy
and can use your help. Go to McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's topic may not be something you want your children to listen to. This is a friendly show for everybody to hear. This is a conversation that we will have that is honest, with integrity, and be able to identify the problem with internet pornography or pornography altogether. And so today we have our teacher is Gary Wilson. He wrote the book called Your Brain on Porn. And we're giving away a copy. Be the seventh caller or texter. And I want you to be brave. If you have an addiction to porn and you want this book, I want you to be brave. And even if it's not for you and you want to give it to somebody, call 407-373-5959. Now, Gary, off the air, we're talking a little bit about my expectation for this show. And I would love for you to share statistics and why this is such an important issue to talk about and admit that there is potential problems with this.
So if you think about this millennial generation, they grew up using internet porn. The males did. In fact, the recent study from Australia found that 100% of males use porn from ages 16 to 30. Now, what's interesting is if
100%, I'm shocked.
Why would a young man give up porn? Well, the reason for many of them are sexual problems, such as erectile dysfunction, or just simply not getting excited by their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is. Now, if we look back historically at erectile dysfunction rates for men under 40, they were consistently between 2 to 3%. And that would make sense up until about 2008. Mm-hmm. And things started to change. So about 9 studies since 2008, 2009 have found that erectile dysfunction rates for men under 40 are between 14 and 37%. And one study followed, now look, listen to this, young men 16 to 21 over 2 years, and have found that nearly 80% of them had sexual problems, 43% of them had reported erectile dysfunction during that time, and about 40% had low libido. Can you imagine a 20-year-old with low libido? Now, what variable has changed in that time? And that's the invention of what they call porn tube sites, where you can instantly stream hardcore videos of every type and genre imaginable. And that changed in 2006. Before that, you'd have to take 2, 3, 4 minutes just to download a single picture. That was the game changer. And that's when we saw this tremendous rise in sexual problems among young people.
Okay, so is there a difference? Because before I lost track of time there, I asked you a question that deserved a little bit more of an explanation. I said the difference between video magazines, maybe couples watch a video. Are there any difference, or is addiction to pornography all the way across the board the same level?
Well, I don't even think of this as addiction. That's sort of a binary view. This is about changing the brain. And we're talking about changing the brain. The main thing that goes on when watching porn is sexual conditioning, conditioning your arousal template to everything associated with your porn use. And what is it in 2018 is you are watching someone else have sex. So for a 13, 14 year old boy who's watching that, he now his entire imagination is being shaped by porn. In the old days, he had a Playboy picture and all he could do was look at a woman.
Sure.
Now he's watching other people have sex or not really sex, if you want to call it. It's really hardcore and it's awful misogynistic. Yeah. And it shapes his brain in two ways. The first way is, oh, this is how people have sex and this is how I should do it, you know.
And it's the other type is not a good example.
No, and the other type of shaping is deeper, and is that I need this level of stimulation to be aroused. And that's watching other people have a sex, become a voyeur, needing to click from video to video to keep my arousal up. Maybe eventually it's a certain fetish. So once he gets with a real woman, he can't click a mouse to a new woman. He can't watch that woman. In other words, his experience, sexuality, even kissing a woman, doesn't match what he's been training for. So he's been training for the wrong sport. He's been watching porn for 5 years before he even kisses a girl. It doesn't match that, and he doesn't become aroused.
Okay, so with that in mind, you're giving some statistics of young men, and we're talking about men right now, but I do want to explore the other side, that women can also be addicted as well. But right now, with the statistic that you shared with the men, you're talking about sexual problems when they're addicted to internet pornography and also erectile dysfunction at the prime, at their peak. You would think that...
But not necessarily addicted. Many guys, young guys, are not addicted. They can quit easily, yet their sexuality has been shaped. I really want
got
to
it. Okay. Thank you so much. I hear you now. I hear you now. Okay. I didn't quite grasp that before because I'm thinking, okay, it's the addiction. But even just being exposed to it is a problem. Thank you so much for that clarification. So with that in mind, one would think that, oh, this pornography is going to arouse me, but what it does is it changes the mapping in the brain. So let's talk about that and what it does to the brain. What causes this instant? It's almost like someone doing crack or heroin that is like, okay, how does that work compared to this watching pornography on the internet?
Well, there's several levels to this. So how we can see what porn does to the brain is by observing the behaviors, observing the results. So we talked about sexual dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about addiction, all addictive drugs and all addictive behaviors have one thing in common. They activate the reward system. Mm-hmm. They increase what's called dopamine. And dopamine is something that motivates you to go after it. Well, that's what they all have in common. What occurs with sexual arousal, it's by far the highest level of dopamine available to us naturally. And what's interesting is the level of dopamine that activates the reward system is equal to morphine or OxyContin or nicotine. Wow. So it's very powerful. But what's different from watching internet porn than taking OxyContin or morphine is that OxyContin can't shape your innate sexual circuits. So you have many parts of the brain that are devoted to reproduction, sexual arousal, and orgasm, and these will be shaped by your sexual experiences. And if your sexual experience is sitting, watching, clicking from video to video, watching hardcore videos, watching incest video, watching rape videos, that's shaping those innate circuits.
Yes.
Drugs cannot do that. So that's what makes internet porn a unique stimulus. And as you get more and more dopamine is about learning. So it's telling the addict of oxycodone, oh, this is very important to your survival. Let's go to the drugstore. Let's get some more. But the porn user is saying, this is very important to your survival. And it's creating, as you said, new maps, new sexual maps for arousal. And as we mentioned before, those arousal maps are coming two ways. This is how I should do sex, or watching other people have sex is what turns me on now, not actually engaging in sex.
You know, there's so many things I want to say at this point, but I'm gonna say, for those of you who are listening to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show and feel uncomfortable with children, you can always watch this on YouTube. You can watch it on whenyouneedafriend.com later on. So, but these are conversations that we need to have with our children. We need to let them know that this exposure can affect them and it can harm. Now, earlier, Gary, you talked about, and we're talking about the book, Your Brain on Porn, and I want to ask you, and I want to beg you, that if you are a porn, whether it's casual or addicted to internet pornography, that, or you know somebody, that you be brave and be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. I want us to, there's the book there, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, there's the book, Your Brain on Porn. And I want for all of us to be real with this, because we're not just talking about, you know, like addictions only. It's changing. This is for people also that are even casual users. Now, this is exposing people to just so many different things that we would never even think about. So you gave the statistic earlier that 100% of all men, 100% of men from the ages of 16 to 30 watch pornography. Now, what about women? What statistics do you have for women?
Well, it's increased quite a bit. I think from that same study, it was between 40 and 50% had viewed it in the last month or two. Women obviously view it a lot less. Now, if we look at a few studies, and of course, it's really difficult to study pornography, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Some of the studies have come out in terms of addiction, looking at college-age males and females. The males, it ranged from 19-20% were addicted, amazingly. And for the females, it could have been 4-5%. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get good stats on regular use. People often don't tell the truth in studies, and actually pornography use studies are not keeping up with reality. Many of them are from 2004, 2003. But it definitely is increasing, and more women are showing up on porn recovery forums describing some of the same problems that the men have. So a man, when he's not aroused, he has a barometer. The barometer is, I can't get an erection. I should be excited. For the women, often they never see it, and they blame it on their partner. You're not getting me excited. But in fact, they've been conditioning their arousal to watching porn. So it's a little bit, it's quite a bit harder for the women to recognize the problems.
Okay, so then, so here's the thing. You kind of mentioned voyeurism and needing to click and click to have, there's multiple tabs. It's so accessible to, they're going into bestiality. They're going into, you know, so many different choices that are out there that we would never have even thought about. But what are the things that we are missing out on? Because you're usually alone, or you're not with the person. If you're watching with another person, you're really, the intention is to that, whatever that becomes, that you're, whatever you're looking at. Let's talk about what a person misses out on when they are either casually or more than casually have that video or whatever that they're watching. They're missing out.
Well, they're missing out on connection with another person, and this can be seen by guys giving it up. So young men is mostly what I see. They give it up, and then they start to perceive women differently. Instead of being objects, they start to get little flutters. They said, I've never had a flutter. I've never been excited by looking at the woman's eyes, looking at her face, seeing her smile. So this is someone who's 23 who never had that feeling because they started using porn at age 12. And they're going, oh my God, I've never had this feeling. So they're missing out on what we usually feel as an adolescent, that flutter, that excitement of another person.
Absolutely. And so I want to encourage you, my listening and my viewing friends, to be the seventh caller or texter. Be brave, because this is not just a casual thing. This is affecting your brain. 407-373-5959 and your relationships. It's affecting your relationship. It's affecting how you feel about yourself as well. So please be brave. 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Gary Wilson, author of the book, Your Brain on Porn, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407 407- 877-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's putting a nation's security ahead of life as usual in Washington, repeating his vow to go ahead and stand up for border wall funding, even if it leads to a partial government shutdown because of an ongoing disagreement with the Democrats. The president announcing that Budget Director Mick Mulvaney is set to be his next chief of staff. The president tweeted yesterday that Mulvaney has done what he called an outstanding job in his administration and will take over next year. Trump deemed Mulvaney his acting chief of staff. It's not immediately clear how long he'll be in that role. He will replace John Kelly, who the president praised as a great patriot and who is leaving that post at the end of the year. The coming departure of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke being cheered by some environmentalists. The executive director of the group Center for Biological Diversity, often opposed to Trump administration policies, says, quote, Zinke will go down as the worst Interior Secretary in history. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer is the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida. Because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you.
At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Pontevedra.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right, mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 295 South at the ramp to the University of North Florida. That is exit 52. Almost could see some sunshine. Sun should be popping up sometime this afternoon with a high of 71. Partly cloudy both tonight and tomorrow night, down to about 50. Mostly sunny Sunday, up to 65. Then Monday, high 65 and sunny. 64 AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. You can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. It is my goal as the host of the show. My name is Lillian McDermott. If you're just tuning in, it is my goal that we learn from each other, to go through life with childlike wonder. The person in front of you knows something you don't know. And I want to encourage you to be curious about what they know as opposed to critical. And so where we have these kind of conversations, and I want you to help me grow the show, tell your friends, to your family, the people that you love or maybe not love, go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. When you become a subscriber, you get all free gifts. You get the 90-day challenge to self-love ebook, as well as the show gets sent to you, the podcast, the audio podcast gets sent to you to your phone or tablet, to your email, basically. And but while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I would like for you not only to subscribe, but to click onto all my little social media buttons. So follow me and like me on all my social media. But also, because we have these conversations off the air, the show today is not on Facebook Live. I wish I could have this show on Facebook Live. Maybe in the future, we're going to get Gary back to do this show on Facebook Live as well, because it is something that we have got to either stumble upon, become aware of. And so go to YouTube, where we have the on and off the air conversations. Subscribe there too. And when you subscribe, if you set it for notifications, anytime there's a show, you'll have access to the show as well. Very powerful information that we discuss: mind, body, spirit, how to take ownership of your life. While you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I ask that you click onto my sponsors button, and while you're there, check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, there would be no show. So figure out ways that you can support my sponsors the way they are supporting me. And so with that in mind, you know, check them out. You know, behind me, you'll see my sponsors as well when you check out my YouTube channel. Liberty HealthShare is one of my largest, and I'm so proud of that. And so I would like for you to check out my podcast and be the seventh caller or texter. Every time I say this, I ask Gary to hold his book up so that you all could see it. Seventh caller or texter, and you will win the book, Your Brain on Porn, 407-373-5959. As you all know, and I want you to be brave. Please be brave. So whether it's not you, it's somebody else, or maybe you just want to learn about what happens to the brain when it goes onto this internet porn sites, at least you'll be informed. Informed choices. So my show, Gary, and thank you so much for being on today, my show is all about hope and natural healing and healing mind, body, spirit, as I had mentioned to you. So we talked about what pornography does, and we can beat that dead horse as long as we could talk about an hour of statistics and why this is harmful for the body, the mind, and the spirit. But let's talk about recovery. What can people do that are addicted or that are casual users and want to stop the framing of this as this is real, and it's keeping them from the relationships that they could have?
Well, what's interesting, and this may seem strange, the first thing that most men 30 and under need to reframe is that porn is separate from masturbation. And I know this sounds strange, but they've grown up in an era where they are the same. The top landing place on my website, which gets about 3,000, this one question gets 3,000 hits per week, is how do I masturbate without porn? So they need to separate these two entities. That's very important. And so when the first advice I'd give is just simply try to give up porn. And if you have trouble giving it up, then that shows that you had a problem. If you also start to experience withdrawal symptoms, such as anxiety, irritability, mood swings, and what's interesting is something called the flatline, which is unique to internet porn use. And the flatline is where the person stops using and they see a tremendous drop in their libido, and they objectively see people as maybe good looking, but they have no arousal. This is reported over and over again. So this tells you that porn used to shape the brain, because no 18-year-old should be a complete loss of libido. So when you give up and you start noticing some changes, that tells you it's changed your brain, and that should be motivation to give it up. And try 90 days. Try 90 days of no porn and see how you feel on multiple levels of your life without it. You know, one of the number one benefits that guys are surprised by is that they feel more emotions. They have more joy, but they also have greater sadness. And so the use of internet porn has been numbing their emotions. They have more motivation. Wow. And so there's many benefits that they'll experience, but they need to give it time. They need to give it a few months in order to experience these benefits.
Interesting. And so, of course, while they're doing that, they can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But all you need is to sign up and register on my website as a subscriber, and you'll get that free copy of my ebook, 90-day challenge to self-love. So we can do this together.
Your Brain on Porn, it has lots of resources. They can go there. You know, my book, it's given to charity, the proceeds. I don't make any money off of this.
That's nice.
And so you can go there and you can see tons of resources, other websites, huge forums where people are giving up forums. So there's all sorts of help out there. There's a support page right there on my site, yourbrainonporn.com. And so that's what I would suggest, is visit the site and go to many other forums and many other free resources.
Yeah, so yourbrainonporn.com is the place where you can go to get the resources as well. So, okay, so we've heard in the past that once your brain is formatted or plugged or a certain way, it can never change. But we've learned that that's not real, that we can retrain the brain, we can reformat, and we can just change our perspective and just do different things like that. So what are some of, other than the 90-day tip that you gave, which is absolutely wonderful, and some of the self-evaluation of how am I feeling right now, what are some other tips that people can have to heal their mind and their spirit?
Well, often people who are truly addicted need some support. So these forums, they can go to the support and they'll often get a buddy. They'll write posts. So that's very helpful. But of course, there's other things that they found very beneficial. Number one is exercise. You need to get out and exercise. Both lifting weights and aerobic exercise has been proven both in animal and human studies to help overcome addiction, to actually change the brain. It increases certain neurohormones that affect the brain directly. The other one is meditation. Meditation, even 10 minutes a day, actually starts to, as you say, neuroplasticity, change the brain. And what it does is it increases the strength of the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain behind the forehead. And that's part of the brain that where our willpower sits. And so it can actually strengthen willpower. They've seen brain changes occur within 4 to 6 weeks. And when someone has an addiction, this part of the brain is changed significantly, so it has trouble inhibiting the unwanted behavior. So meditation, exercise, socializing, even getting out and joining a club. For young men, maybe they can go take dance lessons. So it's something that's structured, and yet they're interacting with a female in a normal, non-sexual way. These are ways that you can really help your recovery.
You know, it's interesting that you're talking about replacing an addiction with something good, like exercise, meditation. But what happens is when people give up smoking, they replace their addiction with eating. And now they have a new addiction. Have they done studies? If people don't start doing, which you're talking about how the internet porn releases that dopamine, and with exercise that also happens, that release of dopamine. Have they done studies where they've been able to look at when someone decides to not replace it with something good, that what would be the next step? Living it? What is the next step for, like, becoming part of porn? I don't know if I'm asking the question right.
I'm not quite understanding the question.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that when somebody replaces a bad habit with a good habit, you have something good. What then have they done studies with what is replaced when they don't replace pornography addiction or pornography with something like exercise? What do they replace it if they replace it with something bad? Have they done studies like that? Is what I'm, I don't.
So are you, yes, some people do replace it with something bad. They may play a lot of video games. They may eat more. And so people describe that. And it's true. People will often switch addictions. So, you know, that's part of where you have to have a positive addiction. So what you're looking for is reward. You're looking for dopamine. You're looking for endorphins. This is what you're set up. Moment to moment, you're looking for rewards. That's how the brain works. So you have to replace it with natural rewards.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So we're going to continue our conversation. Be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and win a free copy of Your Brain on Porn. And we're going to continue our conversation with Gary Wilson when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Be brave, and call 407-373-5959, and we'll continue our conversation. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Gary Wilson. Gary Wilson is the author of Your Brain on Porn. And I would like to encourage you to be brave, be the seventh caller or texter. Give this book to someone you love. Give this book to yourself, but it's you owe it to yourself to develop relationships that are real. You cannot compete with porn. I can never compete with porn, nor do I want to compete with porn. And I am hoping that I am not giving my bias away. I always talk about healthy living and eating, and I also talk about healthy relationships. And I believe, this is my personal opinion, that when there is a healthy relationship and you bring that pornography aspect to it, all of a sudden it changes. Anytime you bring another person into a relationship, it changes. So let's go from there. So Gary and I were talking off the air and we finally figured out the real root cause of the root of my question. So I want to know, you know, when somebody is maybe drinking or doing, you know, smoking that might lead to something more, which that it's a gateway. So the gateway to maybe a sugar would be, you know, maybe crack or heroin or anything to that effect. There's an escalation. And so I wanted to find out, what is the escalation of internet porn if you don't replace it with something healthy like exercise, meditation, and balancing and grounding yourself? So go ahead, Gary. Fine.
Well, first of all, there's escalation within porn, which is by far the most common. In fact, a study found that over 50% of men who just used porn once or twice a month eventually escalated. And so what that means is they start off with just regular porn and they'll escalate into very hard genres. So an alcoholic, they escalate by drinking more. A porn user escalates by going into more and more extreme material, because more extreme material causes shock or anxiety, and it ups the dopamine, and the dopamine increases the arousal. So the number one type of genre that is increasing over the last few years is incest porn. Mm. So that is number one in terms of increasing.
That is so wrong in so many different levels.
I know, it's so wrong in so many different levels. So rape porn is also increasing tremendously. So often the guys describe increasing into these strange genres. Occasionally, and it's really hard to tell because there's really no studies on this, some of the individuals, the men, will actually escalate in needing to act out the porn scenarios with real people. So they will then visit prostitutes and try to act it out with them, because they're certainly not going to be able to act out some of this very violent and hardcore interactions, I'll just use that term, mm-hmm. with their partner or real people. Mm-hmm. So that can occur. What also can occur, which we talked about, is that men will stop using porn and then they will replace it with visiting prostitutes in order to get their jollies. And that's obviously a very dangerous and costly replacement.
Yes. And so then again, going back to the healing. So when you have one partner that is hiding the truth that they are watching this, and now the other partner believes that they are not loved or not sexy enough or not beautiful enough to get their attention, how does a couple come together? How do you suggest that a person tell, because I don't want to just say, I could say men and stereotype it, but women as well, not as much, but how do you break the cycle, end the cycle, and say to your spouse, this is my problem and I need your help? How do you bring back that relationship so that the relationship becomes the number one goal for the couple?
Well, that may involve therapy if it's really been damaging to the spouse or the girlfriend. It may not. Some women go, oh, I understand. So it's almost generational, because many of the younger women, 30 and other, go, oh, well, that's normal. I'll help you with that. Mm-hmm. Yet it might be someone who's of the older generation, 40 and older, and they will feel, the female will feel really traumatized, and they may need to seek therapy to deal with that. And it's not an easy road if the man's addicted. He will more than likely relapse, and he will often then hide the relapse because he doesn't want to hurt his wife. So there's often a cycle, like there would be with other addictions, of relapse and then getting back on the wagon and relapse and getting back on the wagon. So it's not going to be an easy road for a man who's truly addicted. But often what they report on the forums, the man will say, you know, I told my wife, and yeah, it was hard, but right now, and we're talking about 6 months later, it was the best decision I made. So yeah, initially it's going to be tough. Yes, the woman may need therapy, and yet it can be a very powerful step to take.
Very good. Okay. So with that in mind, just I want to add to what, or ask a question on what you just said. Relapse. There are relapse. With good intentions, there are relapse. Are there triggers that cause relapse? Have you done any studies on that?
Well, the triggers are everywhere. You just turn on the computer. Turning on the computer is a trigger. So a trigger means something that gets the dopamine going and then starts severe cravings. So an alcoholic can be walking down the street and he goes by a bar and he smells beer, and all of a sudden he has these cravings, even though he hasn't taken a drink in 3 years, to have a drink. The same thing occurs with the guy, and there's triggers everywhere on the internet. Pop-ups, or you just go to the Daily Mail and you're reading an article, in the sidebar you got all these women in bikinis. So that makes it actually much more challenging to get over porn, because the triggers are everywhere. The trigger could be in a movie you're watching. The trigger could be in a TV show you're watching. So it can be quite challenging. So that's why it takes time, and it takes certain activities like meditation to strengthen the frontal cortex so that you can inhibit those behaviors and let them pass, let the cravings pass. So yes, there's going to be triggers. There's no way to avoid them. And ultimately, you're going to have to strengthen the part of the brain that is controlling your willpower.
And that strengthening the brain that controls the willpower, or that controls the stick-to-itiveness to stay away from that, you're talking about exercise, meditation. Are there any other any other ways to help the craving pass, Gary?
Well, often they have to get away. So the guys will say, I shut down my computer, I do 20 push-ups, or I go outside and take a walk. So in the initial stages, you often have to have a plan. If I'm triggered and I'm going into that zone where it's just going to take me over, I need to have a plan, and I need to follow the plan. And often it's turning the computer off and getting away from it. Some guys will even completely change their room where they use their computer. They will rearrange the furniture. Others will get porn blockers. So porn blockers, they can get past them, but it gives you time because it's hard to get past them. Some people will get certain software that actually sends a message to someone when you've gone to a porn site.
Oh, yeah.
So there's different type of technology you can use to assist yourself.
So what is that? What is the name of that site that you can get where it sends it to someone?
Well, there's many types. Again, you can go to my site, YBOP, and you can find some of these types of software that will send a message to your buddy. So there's different types of software, and there's many types of free software that block porn sites or block images. So that would be something to do in the initial stages.
And a warning to people who think, okay, I'm cured, I'm done, I'm never going to go on internet porn again, I repent, word of advice for those people.
The word of advice is you're probably going to relapse. And if you do relapse, then what you want to do is not binge, because the all or nothing part of your brain, the addictive part of your brain, says, oh my God, I just, you know, watch 30 minutes of porn, I might as well watch 5 hours of porn, and I might as well watch it tomorrow. And so you don't want to get into that all or nothing thinking. Really avoid that.
Very
good. You watch the half hour, you're done.
Very good. And Gary, there's so much to talk about this. I hope that the message is clear, that there is help for people. And seventh caller, texter 407-373-5959 gets the copy, Your Brain on Porn. Thank you so much, Gary, for being a part of the show today. I hope that you help a lot of people. And to you, my listening friends and my viewers, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
AM 600 WBOB.